like super pretty and really, really fun and like funny. Like, honestly, the list goes on and on about my positive qualities. I'm also super modest, and I will make sure you have a great time. And I'm in New York, so free place to crash.
True. The number is 617-627-3800 if you guys want to take Allie to formal.
All right, we've only got a few seconds left on the show. We're going to play one more song before we go. I was thinking a little All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, Allie. Talk to you later.
Bye.
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 Must be some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody.
WMFO.org. Oh, baby, you're listening to Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe. And we just started with a couple of very new tracks from a couple of bands that have played here in the past, in our tenure here at Tufts, Zando and I. The first was a track from the new Parquet Courts record, Human Performance. The name of the song was Captive of the Sun. And then after that was the last track on the latest Sheermag EP, a Philadelphia-based band, Sheermag. And that one was called Nobody's Baby. So, starting off with a 1-2 punch here on Funky Uncles, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I got that smelly mic today. And
mine's neutral. Smelly like Febreze smelly or like
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. It's good stuff.
You know, it's been a tough couple weeks since spring break. I've been inundated with responsibility, and I've also been disappointed by the spring fling lineup. I'm going to come out and say that. The Funky Uncles are going to submit an editorial on air that they do not support the spring fling lineup.
It's a non-endorsement. It's like the a less vitriolic version of what the Boston Globe did today. The reverse editorial, where they
really comparable
reverse endorsement, rather the editorial comparable Trump's moves we're doing.
Yeah,
spring thing.
I'm kind of tired of that.
Of what?
Just him. I like
Trump.
Yeah, he's just so boring.
I agree. I am similarly bored.
I'm just so, it's the same thing. How many times, like, obviously the wall thing is just ridiculous. It's just like, but like, how many times can that come up? As like,
I think the thing is that like,
horrible. Like, yeah, we all know, we've heard this thousand times.
The argument that I hear is like, I mean, I don't even know, the argument that I imagine for like the constant coverage is, it's like, oh, this is somebody who has a somewhat of a real shot of being the president, so they're, the journalistic efforts of accountability, not that that's really what's being deployed, but like,
I actually think, I was talking about this with someone, I forget who it was, it was a really good conversation. I think that the media should just not cover anything about him, and that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
if they,
yeah.
If like, it's just like, if they want, you know, this guy's so irrelevant and so ridiculous that he doesn't deserve any sort of attention, or, you know, at least try that for a certain period of time, you know, 2 weeks, you don't hear anything about him and see what happens. I don't know.
I don't think it's necessary. I think that I understand the point that this is somebody who's getting a lot of votes, so it's important to be informed about where they stand, but they could have, you know, all of that stuff they could have taken care of in like, you know, 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And then they just left it at that. And then just like, and then like the poll, you know, update the poll numbers or whatever, like, all right, yeah, he's winning. And but then you gotta seek that information out. There shouldn't have to be, you know, daily updates. I mean, whatever, election season, I guess it's a creature I don't fully understand, being that this is the first really fully contested election that I've certainly participated in and also been a cognizant human being during, the last one being 2008 when I was 13.
It's 14. Ironic you say that, considering that you're the host of a politics talk show.
I must have missed that.
Funky
funky senators.
Funky gerrymandering. that was really a stretch. I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
Yeah, we should probably just play songs now, because both of those jokes were absolutely terrible.
That was called Garbage Town. I got a song.
All right.
I guess I have a song. It's off the same album that I played last week from. That's.
What's up, dude?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You need a plug there?
Yeah. It's from the Yoni Wolf's new album.
Right.
He's with Serengeti.
Yoni and Getty.
Yoni and Getty.
Is that album actually out now? Because the SoundCloud
and
the SoundCloud link seemed like it was like a promo deal.
This is a little promo. I don't think it's fully out yet, but okay. It's another song.
But you got another song. All right, that's cool. You're listening to Funky Uncles. Uncle Zan's gonna play some more Yoni and Getty for us.
Just kidding.
It's 10:15.
her with your wine, young Davy. Take some time, Madeline, cool it out. I'm tired of smashing glasses up the front steps of this house. And playing hoops at the women's Christian youth at the edge of town. I'm drowned in crown. You're out of bounds. I need you now. You're crashing on the couch at your coach's house. We're headed south.
Come on, 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 come on We'll be right back. kusomea weka dina ngoni watwika wakwa nyenga kusomea weka dina ngoni mumbitu adhimie munda rwako manye nela nagogoni ye utwike wakwa wango mumbitu adhimie munda rwako manye nela nagogoni ye utwike wakwa wango twika wakwa nyenga kusomea Dina ngoni tweka wa kwa nyenga kosea weka dina ngoni tweka wa kwa wango otinda ngoni yako gatinda ngoni yako weka dina ngoni tweka wa kwa wango otinda ngoni yako Dinda ngone yaku Weka dinda ngone Be mine only Dwell in my heart I will care for you Be mine only Dwell in my heart I will care for you
What's going on? You're listening to Funky Uncles here on WMFO in Medford. It's your boy Uncle Zan.
It's your boy Uncle Joe.
We heard some excellent...
We just bounced around...
music.
Different places on the African continent for the last three tracks.
Coming off of something that is very much grounded in the United States, Yoni and Gedi, grounded in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I don't know. I was trying to play something from the first tape, which was a... 2009 release by DJ Katapila, which was just reissued about 2 months ago for U.S. release. And he's a electronic music producer from Ghana who, what I've read here in this brief bio is that he is like heavily influenced by Detroit and Chicago electronic music scene. So that's a I was gonna play that, and it didn't necessarily intuitively follow from the more laid back vibe that we were getting from the Yoni and Gedi, but I didn't mind turning things up a little bit.
Played David Nzomo before?
I don't believe I have. Zan is referring to the last artist we heard, a Kenyan guitarist who recorded a bunch of albums with Smithsonian Folkways, or what was then just Folkways in the middle of the 20th century. The song that we heard was Twika Wakwa, and that was. A song in the liner notes that it says was is a kind of courtship song for a proposal to a second or third wife.
Second or third wife.
That's what it says.
Interesting.
Here. This is the liner notes that David wrote, and then in between that was Zan played something from.
I played Easy Kabaka Brown's Dilemma from his album Apotopo. I'm not pronouncing this stuff right, but he's a Nigerian African artist, and he is someone I found at an African music store in Paris. I just kind of picked it up, and I immediately fell in love with it. I think it's from the 80s. I think it's from 83. Easy Kabaka Brown. I'm going to double check that. But I really dig the rest of that, you know, if you're digging the kind of like flowery And on his album cover, you'll see some flowers.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about this. Was this last semester or earlier this semester? It was last semester.
It
right?
was earlier this semester. I was
it?
Playing.
No, dude.
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Because it looks like the De La Soul album cover. I remember we were.
Oh, am I mistaken here? That. He's from 2013. He's pretty modern. I didn't realize that. I thought it was from like 83. Totally slipped my mind. Kabaka Brown, Nigerian rock musician. I guess you could call it rock. Pop. I don't know what it is. Rock. I don't know. Somewhere in between.
Who? Yeah.
Whatever.
Around there.
Good stuff. What else we got?
What else we got? That's a good question. I was thinking about, we were talking about spring fling a little bit, and I was thinking we should maybe plug couple of the artists that are coming the day before Spring Fling for Spring Thing, and I was going to play some Power Bottom. They're headlining this year's third annual Spring Thing, and they're going to play a pretty incredible set, so I'm going to go ahead and play.
You know what, Joe, I've got to give you authority, and I say no. I'm just kidding. I didn't even hear what you just said, so let's give it a go.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a go.
I'm Uncle Zan.
I'm Uncle Joe. We're giving it a go. All right. Is that more easy? Kabaka Brown?
You bet.
Great.
Joe, I didn't mean to do that.
No, that's all right. It happens.
So we're going to put you up right now.
Yeah, it's all
but
good.
But I'm gonna zoom you right in.
You're
gonna, I'm going to give you this slow.
Zoom you right in here. Yeah. All right. There it is. A little bit of Power Bottom.
Time he goes outside, he runs.
You're listening to Funky Uncles WMFO in Medford. I'm Uncle Zan.
I'm Uncle Joe. And we just heard from Cold Specs. I first heard about Cold Specs because she was featured on a 2014 album called The Imagined Savior Is Far Easier to Paint.
Sure is.
By Ambrose Akinbusire. He's a trumpeter. It was an incredible album, and she had a vocal feature. I think we definitely played some of that Spring 2014 back in the day, because I was really into that at the time. And Cold Specs was on a track about a woman who was like jailed as an adult, even though she was 16, for a crime that may have been self-defense. And it's like sort of from her perspective of the girl in jail. But this is from, this was not that track. This was Cold Specs' most recent studio album, Neuroplasticity. The name of the track was Living Signs. Before that, Zando played.
We heard from Esperanza Spalding on her album D Plus Evolution, or De-Evolution, or Devolution, however you want to aspire to believe that is. Oh, I hate myself for talking like that for a second. I got lost my train of thought. However you want to pronounce that, track Unconditional Love. It's really a departure from what she's usually done, which has been, I mean, that song isn't the best example, but the rest of the album is pretty, it's not as soft and jazzy as her previous stuff, where it's been, like, her past albums have been a lot like very, almost like lullabies. Very sweet, melodic. This is much more fractured, cold, and intense, but also extreme. I think it's better musically and more interesting and more complex than her previous stuff. Not that her previous stuff wasn't great as well, but you should listen to the whole album. I might play something else from it.
I'd be interested in going back into her archive.
Past?
Also.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because I've listened to some of her stuff like in passing, but not a whole lot. And I do, you know, I do remember it being more focused on the acoustic bass, because that's her instrument.
Yeah, it was very much on the acoustic bass, and it was very much in, it was just kind of like, was much less experimental and was much less moody.
Less experimental.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play a little pump up song.
Nice. We're going to go to the gym after this?
Yeah. I just need a pump up song right now.
I feel that. I think we all do.
It's,
you know?
It's
that,
not
that time of the semester.
It's Kanye West. I'm not going to lie. This isn't some new avant-garde experimental artist. No. But it is off the new album. And it's a song off the new album that I'll say this. There's only really four songs on the new Kanye album that really I like a lot.
Okay.
I like a lot.
This is one of those four.
And this is one of the four.
Okay.
And it's very poppy. And it's very mainstream.
I think I know
pop.
What it's going to be. I think, did I try to play the song when we were outside of state?
What is it?
We'll see what you play.
I don't think it is. I don't remember. Maybe it is.
Let's see.
We'll see. I can tell you
this ain't it.
Not this. That was some E. Spalding.
Still that new album though, right?
No.
No, that's older. Oh, okay.
Here's what we got. Maybe this is it.
This is it, dude.
Step up in this bitch like,
and we can play it now.
I'm the one your bitch like. Yeah, I'm the one your bitch like. And I be talking shit like, I ain't scared to lose a fist fight. And she grabbing on my like, she wanna see if it'll fit right. That's just the wave. Waves don't die. Let me grasp for the moment. I don't need to own no lie. Crash here for a moment. Baby, I don't need to know. Sun don't shine in the shade. Bird can't fly in a cage. Even when somebody go away, the feelings don't really go away. That's just the way. Crash here for a moment. Baby, I don't need to own you.
be like them. I don't want to be like. If I gotta be like everybody else be like, then I don't.
To the Loza Music YouTube.